This is the Joyful Mama Show. We want to help you take actionable steps toward dreams that have more impact, family life that has more peace, and motherhood that has more joy.
We think that it's time for moms to rise up in entrepreneurship and change the world. But let's face it, it's hard to sort through all of the ways we get stuck in our own heads and in all of the things we feel like we're supposed to be doing.
How can we change the world when we're overwhelmed with trying not to feel overwhelmed about homeschooling or power struggles with our kids or taking care of our own hearts, our bodies, and our minds?
We want to give you the tools to find rest, joy, and healing while also taking your business and your dreams to the next level. You know you were made for more than hustle. You can feel that you were made for more than the lies that hold you back. And we believe that you were made for amazing things that impact the kingdom of God and the people that God has given you to impact for Him. You were made to be a joyful mama, to have a heart that is thriving, not striving. And we want to help you step into the fullness of all you were created to become.
Today, we have a very, very special guest, a really dear friend, and truly one of my favorite people on the planet. Melissa Edmiston is with us right now. Melissa is really just soaring in entrepreneurship. She's a real estate broker. She is a business owner with her husband. They are investors together. She's a mom of three boys. I mean, Melissa, what I've seen in the last year and a half with you and how you've just leveled up and just kind of elevated your circle, gone all in on you becoming you, you know, you becoming the best version that God had destined you to become of Melissa. It's just been really, really beautiful to watch. And I think that you're going to just really inspire our listeners. And if you don't mind, I would love for us just to kick off and start with just you sharing a little bit of your story and journey into entrepreneurship. And then we can talk more about mom and family stuff too.
I'm honored to be here. I love what you and Sarah are doing. I just want to honor the two of you real quick for I've been watching just how consistent you've been in just sharing and pouring into and encouraging just moms in general. I've been watching you do that from a distance. And I just want to commend both of you and honor both of you for doing it for as long as you have been so consistently, so beautifully, and with such incredible hearts for just lifting up and encouraging moms. So I'm honored to be on here.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
And not even from a distance. I mean, you were up close the whole year in the collective in 2020 with us, journeying with us. And then even your story is in our homeschool ebook.
So true. I feel like the last 2 years has almost felt like 10. Like, I don't know how to explain. It's like so much has changed and so much has happened. But 100%, I think that's important to say, Sarah, that like, I am where I am today and like who I am in large part because of the community that the two of you created. That was like one of the components of being in the collective, being in business and doing life with Liz. You even coached me a couple times, Sarah. I've been mentored by you. I've listened to your content. And so it's like, it's so cool. It all just comes full circle. Like I would have never thought that I'd be on your podcast 2 years later. Right. But like that just goes to show like we never know like who we're connecting with, who we're being poured into by. And like some of the things that I walk in today is in large part because of your coaching and what the two of you have poured into me and just being in community with you. So yeah, I have been front and center, up close, right under you, right by your side.
Yeah.
As I was kind of praying about this, you know, today, God's like, you were just born very different. Like in large part, I knew in school, like talking too much, always getting in trouble, leading people to do not so good things my whole life. Like it was like, I just had this like desire in me to like lead people. I just needed to be channeled. So that's like a word for the moms when you have kids, like I have. Like there's something really beautiful and amazing in the difficult things that we have to steward in them as moms now, but like, it's worth it. It's there for a reason and God put it there. And so I feel like forever I've had this desire in me to lead and build and create, but I also had a huge desire to be a mom and an amazing mom and an intentional mom and raise God-fearing, incredible, what ended up being three boys. That's what I have, all boys. And so, you know, I have an incredible husband. His name is Jonathan. We've been married for 13 years. It'll be 14 years this year. And three boys, ages 5, 8, and about 10. And so it started about 2014. We owned a gym in the Keys. We owned a CrossFit gym, and we did that for 3 years. And it was like what I had wanted to do as far as pouring into other people, leaving a legacy, helping people take control of their health. But then we started to have kids. God called us to North Carolina. We ended up selling the gym. It's still doing great, but it just was our season to pass the baton on in that. So we moved to North Carolina, and I went all in on full-time stay-at-home mom. That's what it really, what I wanted and what I had desired for a long time. And we knew that when we had kids, we wanted to be with them, wanted to be a family that was together as often as possible. So for 4 years, I basically did nothing but be with my kids. And it was a beautiful season. It was wonderful. It was amazing. We launched, my husband and I launched a real estate firm in that time. And it was always like, it was his thing and I was with the kids. You know, it was beautiful for a season, but there came this point, it was about 2019, where we did this online entrepreneurship challenge for, Kingdom Entrepreneurs, which is where I met Liz. We're listening for a real estate firm, but I'm only full-time stay-at-home mom. I'm not running the business. I'm behind the scenes, supporting, praying, you know, making decisions. And, you know, we're learning. I'm like, whoa, why is all this stuff like really exciting to me? Why do I have like fire burning in my belly right now? Why do I want to do this stuff too? Like with Jonathan, or also if it's not in real estate specifically. So that just kind of birthed in me this hunger and this desire to like also build and create and lead. And I think really more than anything, looking back, what I know that it was a call for me to become the greatest version of myself. Mm-hmm. It was a call for me to step up and walk in the fullness of what God had for me and what he created me to be, which was a mom, but it was also so much more. And so that kind of just birthed the journey, which started me on a few different paths of doing different things. But that's where I realized like, oh, I love this stuff and I want to do it too.
Did you know that we are currently offering exclusive 2-on-1 coaching for moms who want to start or grow a business? If you're tired of lacking clarity, feeling overwhelmed by too many ideas or no ideas, or not feeling like you have any time to focus, we are here to help. We will give you a personalized business plan tailored to your unique passions, personality, and goals. You'll walk away with a strategy and a clear step-by-step path forward. To learn more and apply, go right now to thejoyfulmama.com/business coaching or click on the link in the caption of this episode. If you're not sure if you're ready to invest or you're still on the fence, jump on a 15-minute call with us to see if coaching is right for you. The link is in the caption or go to thejoyfulmama.com/get coached. Talk to you soon. I've loved, Melissa, just watching you transition throughout those seasons and really just leaning into like, what is the Lord saying right now in this season? And so like you shared, you started just, you know, serving your family, being a stay-at-home mom, felt totally, you know, for a season, like that was it. And that was right and good until it wasn't. And God called you to more. And then there was a season where you're doing business and entrepreneurship and still homeschooling. And then I know there was a time where you transitioned into like an online private school with your kids and you led us to that school, which we still love. And then now I think that the kids are going back to school and you're now partnered like full-time entrepreneurship with your husband and you guys are doing like big things together. So tell us about like just leaning into the Lord and being open to like those transitions. Cause I feel like so many times it's really hard for us, especially as like, you know, spirit-filled people and entrepreneurs, we kind of, the earmark of commitment is like sticking to one thing. And sometimes the journey is like, we have to pivot and like the Lord will release us from something and we'll start something else. And you've just modeled that so beautifully and so faithfully and just been so, gosh, I could tear up. I feel like the thing that really marks your life is just this radical obedience to the Lord. And it's so beautiful. But anyway, sorry, I sidetracked. Tell us about what that looks like for you. How are you able to transition in those seasons? And like, what wisdom would you offer to our listeners who are like, man, I, I love Jesus. I want to live like that. It's very scary when you first start living that place of just total, like, reckless abandonment, obedience, willing to stop, pivot, change direction, do a 180, whatever it looks like.
Oh, I love that, Liz. Thank you so much. As you were speaking of the transitions, I was getting teared up and, like, you know, it's not for the faint, and it certainly hasn't been easy. And I feel like sometimes people look at your life and they think, oh, how great it's been for you, or, you know, you're so lucky or blessed. And what they don't see is what's happened behind the scenes to get to this point, how many things we've had to say no to and how many things we've had to say yes to, both very scary on both ends. Mm-hmm. Dying to our flesh all the time. I would say, you know, I've been a believer for 15 years, but it wasn't until, and this is only in the last few, let's say in the last 5 or 6, okay? Right around the time we met, to be honest, it was just this crazy, like, everything just started changing. And it was when, and even more so, I would say in the last 2 or 3, everything has changed in my life when I actually started to be fully surrendered to Jesus, like in reckless abandon, putting him first, seeking his face, spending time at his feet every single morning, forcing myself to wake up at 5 o'clock when I'm not a morning person, being in the word, actually knowing and understanding and reading my Bible, because I was a Christian for many years that didn't even read my Bible. I never prioritized the secret place, that time with Jesus. I did it and I would sprinkle it in and I would pray, but I wasn't, like, all in, obsessed with Jesus and nothing else. Mm-hmm. And when I made that transition and or made that change, that wasn't a transition. That was like, this is what I'm doing. My heart is just on fire and in love with him. When I started seeking him, like Matthew 6:33, right? Like, seek first, like, kingdom, and then everything else is added to you. It's like all those other things started to happen. Now, even that can sound like, oh, then everything fell into place. Like, no, actually what it means is he calls you to do things and you have to very scarily say yes. Or he tells you not to do things and you unfortunately and reluctantly say, okay, no, I'm not, you know, going to do that. But the transition has really been about, one, like, seeking his faith, being at his feet, being obsessed with him, asking him. And then I would say the second thing, that's probably the one nobody wants to hear. It's a lot of uprooting and peeling back layers of your heart and uprooting lies and really digging really deep into trauma, your past, the things that you do that aren't going to serve you or the people you're trying to serve. And that's, like, the really hard work that nobody sees, and, you know, on the outside, right? But, like, asking him every single day, search my heart, you know, search my heart, peel back every layer, remove people from my life that I'm not supposed to be in connection with, strengthen the relationships that I'm supposed to be with, you know, like, all those, like, those things that they seem small, but they're everything, and they're the hardest ones. So it's like, Our life has, you know, changed a lot in the last couple of years. What people don't see is how many times I've been laying on the floor crying on my face or sitting on the floor being like, what do you want me to give up? What do I need to let go of? What, you know, just like those hard moments. But it all comes from being with him more.
I feel like part of it, yes, has been you're 100% like seeking Jesus's face. But I think that you've also been really intentional to put yourself in rooms where that gold is going to be called out in you and you're uncomfortable on purpose.
Yeah.
And that has brought some of the transitions. So,
you know, that I just mentioned is like the most important thing. Out of that has come me realizing what you're actually capable of and what's really in you. All that stuff starts to come up and you're like, oh, wait a second. Like, I can do this. I should be doing this. I have a desire for this. And if the desire is there, then God put it there. And if he didn't put it there, I asked him to take it away from me because I don't want anything outside of his will. And so it's still there and it's actually stronger. So then this must be for me and I'm not making things up and I'm not crazy. So let me just keep going in that direction until he tells me not to. Mm-hmm. And what that meant was finding communities, mentors, masterminds, coaching. And every investment that Jonathan and I have made into coaching and invest in ourselves, it's never been like an easy thing. It's never been like, oh yeah, here's this money. We could just spend it easily. It's always been a stretch. It's always been in faith, but it has always been fruitful and rewarding. You know, I remember for a while, you know, you believed in me more than I believed in myself. And I was like, well, Liz thinks I can do it, so I'm going to just do it, you know? And now I have that belief for myself and that confidence without a doubt. I don't need to borrow anybody else's. I mean, sometimes I do because it's like more leveled. You're like, whoa, this one's really big. I'm like, okay, consider that I need to borrow their faith until I get there. And that's really what I do, is just keep borrowing other people's faith, being around people that believe in me, that want to call me higher, draw gold in me, and also that they're either where I am or where I want to go. And I think that's really hard for some women. I mean, for me, 4 years stay-at-home mom, it was like, I'm like, I don't belong in that room. I barely feel like I belong out of my house sometimes. I barely feel like I belong, like blow-drying my hair and putting on makeup and getting dressed in normal clothes. I don't belong around these people. I remember one of our first like business lunches for our real estate firm, because again, Jonathan was the face, he was the front of the business. I went though, because I'm also an owner and like my name's on things. And I felt so out of place in this lunch. This is like my company, but I just felt like I should be home. I should be nursing a baby. I should be like, it doesn't even feel right. And it took me a while to like really overcome that, being in rooms. I mean, I'm in a mastermind now where our events are like at the Ritz-Carlton in California. And the first one 3 years ago, I'm like, what am I doing? This is not, but I just did it. I'm like, I'm going to do it because like God told me I could, and he hasn't told me I can't. So I'm here and I like this nice stuff. So I'm just going to, and it's like just really like stepping out and believing that more is possible and putting yourself in environments and in rooms. I mean, I remember for a while, even people and mentors that had done a lot more than me, when I would be around them, I would feel so unworthy and so insecure, you know, like almost like a little child that needed someone to, like, I felt like an orphan, really, like someone help me and take care of me because I don't know what I'm doing here. And now I'm like, I could go eat with these people. I could go hang out with them. I could be around. Like, I don't feel that anymore, but that took time, and it took me over and over and over putting myself in those rooms and putting myself in those places, and also being coachable and willing to learn and willing to listen. And now I'm just a different person. So I went from full-time stay-at-home mom to, you know, network marketing, and the health and fitness space was my jam. I just love, I still do love all things health and clean living and beauty. And it's funny because this is like one of those, you know, God calling you to do something. So first it was get in business, period. And I'm like, scary and weird, but okay, Lord, I'll do it. And that was just like a leap of faith, right? And then it was, I was doing that. And then I was like, okay, like pay for this coaching, do this mastermind. And I was like, gosh, this just seems so big and like so much. Well, okay, but you said to do it, so I'm doing it. Well, last year, it was January of last year, the last thing I expected was that God would tell me not to stay in the lane that I was in, because I really loved it and I really wanted to be there. But again, you're listening, you're leaning in, you're open, you're willing to do the hard things. And long story short, he basically told me that I needed to, because I was asking him, like, it just, I could sense like there was something off in it. And I was just asking him, what is it? What am I missing? What do you want me to do? And he said, I want you to look at what you already have in front of you, and I want you to go back home. And I'm like, I am home. I'm always home. What are you talking about? And I just got this picture of Jonathan sitting at his desk. And I'm like, my husband, real estate? Like, it was so crazy to me, but I knew it's what he was saying. And I had this kind of conversation. It's like you said, I say yes, but I don't always say yes right away. I do have conversations and, you know, I try to negotiate. And I was like, but I don't even love like realtors. And I don't like a lot of things that they do. And I really don't love the industry. And I really don't like the way, you know, there's like a lot of, and he's like, well, that's exactly why I'm calling you to get back into it. Because I want you to be making it kingdom and making it different. And there's agents and realtors and just that whole world that you just need to be there. Also, I don't think I always realize that like one door always leads to another. So like that door that he's asking you to step into, you think like, oh, like you automatically, like you have this big picture of that's what it's going to look like. And we have no idea. That one door will open so many other doors. He doesn't have to tell you, nor will he, because it'll probably terrify you and you won't do it. So he gives you the glimpse into one small door that felt very big, but small in comparison to where we are today. And so he just really kept drawing me to that, you know, to do that, to put aside anything and everything that had to do with health, fitness, network marketing, like everything. He's like, I want you to go all in with your husband as a team, side by side, and do it all together. And it was terrifying for me. But, you know, I talked to Jonathan and he was like really excited. And it's turned out something that he had also been wanting. And so I said yes and dove in. And the doors that have opened from that are just wild. And, you know, sometimes the thing isn't really the thing. Although I believe that our life is blessed because I said yes to that. And I do believe that so many doors are opening for us, but also what it's done for our marriage, you know, like it's radically transformed our marriage in ways that I didn't even know we needed. Again, like you said, it's come from a lot of really hard yeses. If it feels uncomfortable and painful, it's probably what God wants you to do. He's never going to leave you or forsake you. So that's just really our perception. It's not really reality. Like it feels hard and it is, and we can sit in that for a moment, but he's got us. Like he always has us. So it always ends up being better than what we even imagined.
If you could give practical advice to a mom who's just starting in business or who's trying to grow a business or who's just stepping out into the next thing, who maybe hasn't done anything yet or is starting, what advice would you give to that woman?
I would say work your vision backwards. So first of all, sit with God and ask him what the vision is. Because I feel we hear a lot about like vision boards and write your vision and create your vision. If you're doing without him, you're probably just creating idols for yourself. You're not actually creating what he wants you to do. So really sit with the Lord and dream together. And that can be really scary because you start to envision like, oh my gosh, like who is that woman even? Like, can I even be her? Can I become her? Is that even possible? But once you see like where you want to go, what you want to do, what God is asking you to build, what he's asking you to create, you'll start to see who he's asking you to become and who he wants you to become, because it's already inside of you. It's just a matter of stepping out. And, you know, it's like our kids, right? Like you see qualities and things in them that are like really small and maybe like glimpses. You're like, oh, that's going to be like amazing when you get older. And it's already in them. It just needs to be cultivated and they need to grow. Same thing with us becoming a greater version of ourselves. Once we see the vision, once we know we're going, we're like, okay, well, who do I have to become in order to go there? And then you work backwards and like, well, that would mean, you know, I maybe need to learn this skill and that skill. And maybe I need to be in these rooms, because like, if there's a room full of women who are doing what you want to do, the only way for you to get in that room is to be there at the bottom. Like very rarely are you just going to like be popped in there once you arrive at that place. It doesn't work like that. And if it does, it's kind of scary because you're like, where'd you come from? And who are you? And like, it's so beautiful to see somebody like, you know, in a room. And now that I've been in rooms multiple times that I didn't feel like I belonged in before, and now I know I do, and I'm there as a leader now, I'm like, wow. Like when I see other women come in, like this is so beautiful because their journey is beginning and you can see, you know, like the potential, you can see where they're going. You can see that there's like room for more and room for growth. And so the advice I would give is like, have that vision really plain and really clear. Make sure that it God is on it and it's what he wants. Just do it really afraid. And I know, you know, you hear people say this all the time, but it couldn't be like more true that it's not, you know, usually if you're having to kind of like, oh, but this and oh, but that, and you have to stop and like, is that really true? Like, you know, is that really true? Or is it a limiting belief that I place on myself? Do it scared, but anything that's like in a growth direction and more with the Lord and journeying with the Lord and adventuring with the Lord, it's always going to feel scary and bigger than us, always. And that's what I tell Jonathan, like, if we're not doing something, and he feels this way too, like, if it's not big and scary and bigger than us, then we're stuck. We're not doing right. And it's not from a place of striving. Cause when I did first start this journey, I was striving. I remember asking all the time, Lord, what should I be doing? What should I be doing? I need to be doing more. I need to be doing more. And I would get this anxiety in me every day almost, because it was like, hey, the kids need me. I have to do math and English. I need to do this, but I really want to, like, I need to post for my business. I need to be in my business. I need to do more. And it was like this tension and this, you know, anxiety in me. And it was like, wait a second, you know, even now, you know, I'm with them and I'm like, nothing else matters right now. When I can do the thing, I'll do it. But if God is breathing on it and His grace is on it and His favor is on it, all He wants me to do is give my yes, radically trust in Him and have in like crazy faith, and then put action to the things that I'm saying I believe. So do the work. But if there's like this anxiety and this striving, then we're trying to do it in our own strength. And that's usually gonna not feel so good. Just it's a highlight of what's really going on in your heart and what's going on in your mind and what you need to let go of and release. And I mean, it still happens. It's not like that ever stops. The difference is you recover quicker as time goes on. And as you learn, you're like, oh, I know what that is. All right, let me address that thing real quick. And it's real. Like, I mean, I know women who are 7, 8, 9, 10 figure earners, and it still happens to them. Like, it's just a matter of you get up and you go, and you don't do it alone. I think that's like the biggest thing. I think one of the biggest problems that we have is a lot of women are out there on an island and they're isolated and they're doing it by themselves. I did it, and it won't ever work.
One more question. We love to end every podcast interview like this with the question of, when you think about the impact and legacy that you want to leave behind and how you want to be remembered, you know, when it's all said and done, who is Melissa? What is that legacy, and how does that motivate the action that you're taking in your life and in your business right now?
I definitely want to be remembered first and foremost. Like, I want people to say she was obsessed with Jesus and she did everything He asked her to do. My second would be that I was a great wife and I cared and adored my husband well. That I was a really fun mom who loved her boys and raised like godly men who also adore Jesus and have beautiful wives and children, and that would like be like my first and foremost legacy. And then I just want to be remembered for someone who like pulled people out of dark places and helped them and encouraged them. I love to encourage people. I love to pray over people and really just like remind them of what's possible. And I think that helps me and my husband, especially, to like really stay focused on our mission, because we realize that the things that God has put on our heart is on such a large scale to help other people. It really is. Like one of my dream passion projects is to have housing that's like beautiful and comfortable and safe for young girls who accidentally get pregnant and don't have a place to go or be, that isn't like a home for like recovering drug addicts, but that's actually a beautiful place where they're gonna be reminded of what's possible and not treated as a victim or, you know, like, this is your life. You're gonna be a single mom forever. And so that requires money, and that requires growth, and that requires wealth. And like, that's what we're building for, is to be able to do all those things. And so I just want to provide like kingdom environments for people to come to work, and a culture for people to learn and grow and be fed and be mentored and discipled. And so if I can do that well, that is definitely the part of my legacy that is like for other people.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, Melissa. It's been just such a treat and a joy to get to hear from you and have you share your story with our listeners and encourage them. I think you are definitely leaving behind a beautiful and amazing legacy. How can our listeners connect with you or watch your journey, follow you on Instagram? What do you got going on?
Yeah, I would say for right now, the best, simplest way is just follow me on Instagram. So it's melitha.edmiston, E-D-M-I-S-T-O-N. You know, we're in the process, like my husband and I sell real estate primarily in the Wilmington, North Carolina area. And so we're in the process of like rebranding ourselves as a team and just really serving this area in a really intentional way for people that are buying and selling homes specifically, and leading a team of other people, helping people do the same thing. Right now we have agents across the state of North Carolina. And so we have over 100 agents from like the mountains to the beach that we, you know, serve and lead. And it's beautiful. But him and I together as a team want to also like dive into serving people in Wilmington or like the coastal Carolinas that want to buy or sell real estate. So we'll be doing a lot of fun stuff together and just kind of launching ourselves as a brand together. But for now, just follow my personal page.
Girl, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for sharing yourself and your journey with us. We just love you and can't wait to see what God does next. Thanks for listening, you guys, and we'll be back next week. Hey, Mama, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and send this to a mom who may also want to start a business?
Also, we'd love it if you left us a review. It encourages us so much to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, we're off to go check on our kids and get back to work. We'll meet you back on Wednesday for another episode.